It's now time for the big interview with Master KG here on RX Radio Breakfast. South African artist Master KG's single Jerusalem has taken the internet by storm. And on the 18th of August, Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, together with RX Radio and others, hopped on the trend and showed off their best moves with the Jerusalem Dance Challenge. The hit song from the Limpopo-born musician and record producer has gone viral all over the world, charts in 10 countries. Including South Africa, France, Romania, Portugal, and Italy. Now on the line to talk to us about Jerusalem's incredible success is Master KG himself. Master KG, thank you so much for joining me this morning and welcome to RX Radio Breakfast.
Morning, how are you and all the listeners?
I'm doing fantastically. It's so cool to have you on air with us this morning. How do you feel now that your song Jerusalem is being danced to all over the world?
It's one of those amazing feelings, you know, that, you know, sometimes I don't even know how to describe them, because the love is just, you know, too much. Everywhere, each and every corner of the world is dancing to the song, you know, like they're having fun with the song. The song is lifting them up during these hard times, you know, and so many things, you know. So, you know, it's one of those amazing feelings that, you know, I never experienced in my life.
And the dance challenge has been very popular at hospitals. And last week we did one at Red Cross, and I see you've retweeted it. So what do you think about this, that it's been done at hospitals and used as kind of a motivation for healthcare workers and everyone at the hospital?
I feel like, you know, it's one of the beautiful things to do, you know, because I feel like the healthcare workers, they're going through a lot now, you know. Because, you know, they're dealing with sad emotions each and every day, because people are passing, you know, people, you know, are admitted for the COVID-19. So I feel like, you know, for them, you know, having that just a small moment, you know, just having that dance, just, you know, expressing themselves, you know, maybe just forgetting a lot that is happening for that moment, you know, it's one of the beautiful, amazing that, you know, also, you know, gives them, you know, that hope that, you know, like, it's not the end of the world. We'll be back and stronger.
And now I've got a couple questions from some RX Radio reporters that have been sent in. The first one comes from Talita, who asks, what was the reason, what was the inspiration behind the making of Jerusalem?
It was that thing of, you know, I was going through a lot by that time, around last year. It was around this time. So things were not really, you know, okay, you know. Like on my side. So, you know, I just wanted to make this song that, you know, it can just be spiritual, you know, a kind of, you know, a song that, you know, when you listen to it, you feel like, you know, it's like it's a healing song. So I remember I made this beautiful beat, and then and I also made sure that the emotions through the beat, the strings and so forth, you know, I keep them as spiritual and more soulful as much as I can. So from there, that's when, you know, I thought of my sister, which is Nomcebo. You know, that, you know, I feel like she'll be the perfect person, you know, to lay vocals on the beat. And then I did call her, we arranged for a studio session. She came, also explained, like, you know, I love this song to be as much spiritual as it can. Let's do it. And then I played the beat over and over again until she started singing Jerusalem, Ikayalem. So from there, you know, we're all excited. We laid down the first verse of the song. And then we didn't finish, actually, that day. So, because, like, that first, you know, that first take, you know, it was just too much for us. We were loving it, repeating it over and over again. And somehow it took our creativity away. So I was like, my sister, oh, let's finish the song next time, because I don't want us to force to finish this beautiful song. And then I remember after that, I took that small clip of the first verse. Then I edited a video and posted it on my socials. And then I said, new music's coming soon. Then a lot of people were excited, like nobody's business. I never saw that kind of reaction, you know, when I post that something is coming. So, you know, I also had that confidence to go back and finish the song. And I called her over to come back. Then we finished the song. And we dropped it.
Wow, it sounds incredible, almost like a fairy tale of music creation. We've got another question here from Lizuko. And we know that the track is number one in 10 different countries. So how does this make you feel, knowing that it is such a success?
It's one of those, you know, I don't know how to, hence I say, you know, all these things always, you know, like they always, you know, caught me by surprise, because like, to be honest, I never even thought even one day, you know, because I don't really have a management or maybe, you know, a strong PR team in all those countries. So it's one of those, you know, natural and organic love, you know, the power of music, you know. So like, this is the power of music, and like, it always showed me that, you know, everything is possible. Because to be honest, I never thought that, you know, my song would be number one, not just, you know, in the country, people dancing to it, but get to that number one spot, while there's so many, many songs that, you know, are worth, you know, being that number one, but then, you know, my song being number one, you know, it's one of those amazing feelings, you know, like, but I just want to thank God, you know, that, you know, like, you know, I've been trying to get through, even though, like my imagination was not that, you know, I want to be number one in the world. I just wanted, like, people to, like, know me, know my music, know who's Master KG, because I, you know, I've been trying, because, like, I knew all along that, you know, I have something special and I have good music that I'm making.
Lozuko follows up by asking, now that you are world famous, who would you say is one international artist that you would love to work with?
International artist, I would say I love Drake, you know. So, you know, I just see myself maybe one day making a song with him. And one thing I love about him is that, you know, he's versatile. He can jump on anything, you know. Same as Burna Boy, you know, also with that feature that we ended up doing. You know, the reason why I didn't hold back to, you know, get to him is because, you know, I saw that, you know, Burna Boy, it's one of the people that are versatile. They can jump on any song. They don't have any restrictions in terms of, you know, any genres. You know, he's musical. He can go to any song. So also, you know, next time I'll go for Drake, definitely.
Sounds fantastic. Talita now asks, before Jerusalem became viral, did you ever imagine one of your songs could become so big in South Africa and all around the world?
Yes, actually, I had a song, which is Skeleton Move, and I feel like that song is the song that opened, you know, doors for also Jerusalem, right? Because Skeleton Move is my first single that I dropped in 2018, which I remember it won Summer Song of the Year in South Africa, you know, at the 31st of December, it was crowned Summer Song of the Year. So, from there, I remember I traveled the world in 2019. I went as far as Dallas, Texas. I even won an award, a Frima Award there, you know. So I went as far as Ghana. You know, I went to many countries with that song. And I remember I also went to Portugal early this year, before the pandemic, around early February this year. And I also went to France. But I was booked because of that song, which is Skeleton Move. So, like, I feel like, you know, that song, somewhere, somehow, is the song that, you know, also opened, you know, doors. Because I feel like it's those songs that, you know, were there. But even though they didn't, like, make that big, big noise, but, like, it's one of the songs that were enjoyed all over.
Well, it's been an incredible journey for Jerusalem. It's on the trail of hitting 100 million views. And very few African and South African YouTube videos have ever reached 100 million views. You're standing on about 91 million views at the moment. So what will it mean when you hit 100 million views, which is looking very likely?
You know, I don't know, you know, like this song, you know, every day it keeps on surprising me, you know, and it's moving so fast, you know, where, but sometimes I just look at the numbers, I'm like, what's going on? Is this really happening? Because I remember when I checked last week, it was on 8 million, but like so fast now it's already on 90 million. So like, you know, if like it reaches like 100 million, which is what I'm looking forward to, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe I would just, you know, I don't know. I just go crazy, you know, like just celebrate, you know, just thank God and everyone that, you know, took part in this beautiful work that we have done here.
Well, Master KG, thank you so much for joining me today. We're looking forward to enjoying the success of Jerusalem with you when it hits 100 million views, and also looking forward to future projects from you. So thank you so much for joining us on RX Radio Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much for this beautiful opportunity. You know, shout out to everyone that tuned in. You know, big love. Thank you so much, guys. I feel like without you guys, there's no way we'll get to that 100 million. There's no way the music will play all over. And, like, there's no way people will recognize who's Master KG and so forth. So shout out for the love. Much appreciated. Juanitos.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.
Thank you.